The dry conditions in Brazil are expected to impact the first corn crop. Earlier this week, Brazilian agribusiness consultancy Solaris lowered their first corn crop estimate to 28 million metric tons. World Weather Incorporated senior agricultural meteorologist Drew Lerner says he's watching two production areas in Brazil.
The northeast part of Brazil will finish the month of January with little to no rain. It's already been dry there for a couple of weeks, so it'll be over a month of rain-free conditions there. About 10 to 12% of the soybean crop and about 10% of the corn crop comes from that area. Now, those crops were in great shape earlier this month and have deteriorated since then, so it's not going to be a total loss, but certainly yields are coming down. And the other dry area in Brazil is in the southwest, and it's centered on a state named Mato Grosso do Sul. They had a lot of stress in early December, and they did lose yield potential at that point. But then things got better in late December and early January.
But now the crops are deteriorating again. The second wave of dryness is expected going into next week. Lerner says if it stays hot and dry, the second corn crop of Brazil could be impacted.
The rest of Brazil is holding in there fairly well, and I think there's enough subsoil moisture to carry on normal crop development. A little stress is expected, but I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on the bottom line.
Solaris also lowered their Brazilian soybean production estimate to 117.2 million metric tons. In Argentina, there's a good mix of rain and sun expected. The majority of corn and soybean production areas are doing well. Lerner reminds farmers that the torrential rains in northeastern Argentina isn't a big concern for corn and soybeans because it's not a big corn and soybean growing region. Market analysts are monitoring South American weather as a factor influencing the grains, especially in the absence of data coming from the USDA. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.